Cougar Football with former Wazoo stars Alex Brink and McChristo Bruce. Cougar Football Talk is brought to you by No Lie Brewhouse, 100% family-owned and independent brewery. Born and raised in Washington, USA, featuring 100% local ingredients and people committed to the craft. And by the Buffalo Gym, Maple Valley and King County's premier workout facility, thebuffalogym.com. And by Team Bruce Mortgage, making sure people get in the home of their dreams. TeamBruceMortgage.com. Now with Cougar legends Alex and MK, here's a legend at the Coug, Ian Furness.
Brink does a great job of pulling the ball down and splitting the game and getting positive yardage.
A minute 30 left.
Harvey down the sideline. Look at this. He's gone.
Under the bubble screen again to the slot receiver. A great block. Allows the receiver to run in untouched for the touchdown.
The point after by Langley is through, and the lead is 4 for Washington State.
All right, and with that, here we go. Apple Cup Week version of the big show. You betcha, MK. Let's go. And we heard a little highlight there. Trent and Harvey down the sideline. Oh, how beautiful was that? Steve Fiziok on the call for the old Fox Sports broadcast back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got a surprise in a second. But our normal crew is here. MK and Christo Bruce, he's sitting there with the Guild Mortgage. We're doing this on a Zoom so we can see each other. The Guild Mortgage behind him. Tell us about the business, man.
I'm telling you right now, if you have anything mortgage related, so if you want to finance your home, if you wanted to get a refinance, pull a little cash out, whatever it is, we want to be your lending team. So if you're thinking mortgage, think Team Bruce.
All right.
For sure.
Alex Brink, you got some American football brand gear to go on sale during this Christmas holiday season. Tell us about it.
You betcha. Black Friday, Cyber Monday's coming up. Up to 50% off the entire store at AmericanFootballBrand.com. Off-field football-inspired apparel. Former players started it, myself included. Just celebrating the game and everything that we love about it.
Did you find that the big sizes yet for the big guys? Did you get the big sizes in?
Yes, and they're tight in the arms too.
Well, I tell you what, supply chain. You know, we gotta get that buttoned up down there in Long Beach. We gotta get the boats off the water. So we're trying our best.
Well, listen, and big thanks as always to No Lie Brewing, John and Cindy Bryan out there in Spokane, and they are doing some unbelievable things in the community out there. Toys for Tots, raising money, man. When you buy a beer from No Lie Brewing, and you can buy them over here on the west side of the state, big and juicy, born and raised. They've got a bunch of other ones out there. I love the Cascade Fog. You can check it out in your local grocery stores over here. When you buy a beer from them, know this, they are putting money back into the community, especially out there in Eastern Washington. We love what John and Cindy and Brian do. They are great Cougs, and we love them, the support they've given us all these years, because we've been doing this now for a few years. It started with Alex and me. We added someone. That someone's a big-time guy. He left us. And then we added another big-time guy, and M. Christo Bruce. And here's the great thing about, like, I think they're still the Cougs first, right, MK? First still out there? I mean, the connections, and we could do a whole show on what's going on in terms of, like, the business community with Wazoo and these ex-players. All you guys have your businesses going on. MK just told us about Guild Mortgage. He's got a gym, the Buffalo Gym. His son runs a business as well, a car detailing business. But looky. Hey, I'll let MK. I want you to introduce him with his full name.
Oh, here we go.
Who is with us today?
The man.
Who is returning?
With the strongest hairline of anybody I've ever played with that does not move when you look at it or when it blows in the wind. Jedediah Springfield Collins.
Let me just say a few things. One, supply chain. Supply chain. We've already discussed supply chain, so we can move on to level two. I didn't leave anyone. You know, you come and you go. There's opportunity, and then there's priority, and then there's fire drills. So I'm glad to be back. It is the week to be back.
Wow.
And it feels like No Lie is going to get a nice kick after this one, because we know who the fans really want to hear.
And I hope MK and I can get a word in, you know, on this segment here, Ian, honestly.
I mean, we're going to keep the quarterbacks, you know, honest today. That's what I've been told.
You know what, Jed? You made fullback sexy again. I will say that.
You never got to bring back something that's never left.
Oh,
we just need to get our fair due.
Hey, I'll tell you what, man. We Jake Dickert was on with Jason Puckett 2 weeks ago.
Puckster.
And Puck was just, he's like, hey, can we bring back the tight end? Can we bring back the H-back? Can we bring back the, you know, the fullback? Can we go back?
He didn't even mention fullback. He stopped at H-back. Let's not kid ourselves.
Let's not kid ourselves here at all.
Can we bring back the old sweeper?
Yeah. What can we do there? Well, we bring you back this week because the quarterback's playing pretty well right now. So there's nothing you can't go down that road. In fact, I'd make the argument that we might have the best quarterback in the Pac-12 right now. So maybe there would be a complaint out of Salt Lake City, but there are no quarterback complaints with our guy Delora right now, Colin. So you just like none of that today. All right.
Yeah, or we could put two running backs in the backfield. I think we got a couple of good ones of those, right?
Well, you'll see that. That's the Washington offense. They call it the Wildcat. It works really well on 4th and 1. Actually, not really. All right. Hey, let's have some fun today, guys. First and foremost, Jed, it is great to have you back for this Apple Cup week. And we'll get into some X's and O's and just what they got to do against Washington in the next segment. But let's go through this. And Jed, you're coming back to us. When you hear Apple Cup, you've made your home here in the Seattle area now. You're from California. How long did it take you to get into this rivalry? And I guess maybe even apply that to the kids that are maybe going through it for the first time, a Jaden Delora or whomever it might be.
You know, it's amazing because you hear the kind of the buildup of the season, and you get to finally this week, and you start to see some of the clips from the past. You start to have random people reach out, send you messages, and speak about the importance of just kind of what this means. It's symbolic. It's enjoyable. I think it promotes and breeds kind of the unity of the state because it allows us all to focus on a central figure at a moment. But my freshman year, it was the beginning because we were battling, we were struggling, and from the first kind of kickoff to, you know, the opening of the week, it's made very clear that Apple Cup is a season within itself, and you go 1-0 and you get to end the year with a prideful way. Obviously, there's more at stake for the Cougs this year, but I just was always approached it as this is the biggest one of the however many you get to go at.
MK, you grew up in Renton, Liberty High School, the great Liberty Patriot Hall of Famer that you are. But you know, you grew up in the shadow of Montlake, and then all of a sudden you're wearing crimson and gray. I'm assuming this thing from day one was special to you.
Man, ever since I was younger, I remember as a kid having, you know, the Apple Cup week, right? So you had to wear your colors. So I always, ever since I was a little kid, I had Cougar stuff on. So for me, it gives me goosebumps every single year. It's like you feel it in your bones. Like it's exciting all the way around. You know, guys that are people that are UW fans in your life are just texting you nonstop throughout the week. All the Cougs are texting you. I think for right now, I'm so hyped up on seeing Washington second from the bottom in the North, which makes me feel great. But we know in this game, records mean nothing. And Alex and Jed, they'll tell you the same thing. It doesn't matter. It does not matter where we are record-wise. When we go into this game, anything can happen. So, but I'm excited.
MK, you did a great job introducing Jed a minute ago. I'll let you toss it over to the quarterback.
All right. Well, the one and only Husky Killer himself.
Hey, man, you're an Oregon guy, Alex, but I'm assuming it didn't take long for you either to get into this rivalry.
I mean, I was really fortunate to grow up in the middle of a huge rivalry with the Civil War, Oregon State. So, you know, I kind of knew what that was all about. And I found that the thing about the Civil War is that because the Corvallis and Eugene are so close, like there's an element of like mutual respect. And I think like in the Apple Cup, there's not that, right? There's like there's the physical divide of the state that creates, sure, you know, this geographic split that is then kind of transferred into the rivalry. And, you know, so I had an appreciation from the get-go, but I know MK and Jed will tell you this, our coaches did a phenomenal job of making that week and making the game mean something and be important. They brought people back to talk about it. We watched old clips, and I will go to my grave saying that you don't treat this as just another week. You treat it as something that's important. And look, you can win or lose. That just is what it is. And it doesn't really matter if you make the game more important and you end up winning it or losing it. I mean, that's going to happen regardless. So I think you got to make it important. That lets the athletes and lets everybody know kind of what this is all about. I know for a fact that, you know, Coach Price did the same thing. And I think this coaching staff did a great thing by coming back and starting the Apple Cup clock and making it important.
Yep, exactly.
And I think that builds, you know, as Jed said, kind of builds the, the understanding in the facility of what this game means.
Well, let me jump in there real quick, because I think, listen, Mike Leach did some great things, and he built this program to a level that we hadn't seen in terms of consistency. Now you're looking at your sixth straight bowl game, you know, and five of those were under Coach Leach at the end, but the sixth straight year going to a bowl game, you know, in years that matter, last year notwithstanding. But I think what you said there is interesting. You know, Mike Leach did do the whole, it's kind of the Seahawk, Pete Carroll, as you know, every week's a championship week, every week's a game. It can't be that way. And I love, correct, if Rolovich left one thing behind when he got hired, he did say, you know, hey, this is, you know, like he was doing the whole countdown. Did you guys see that disappear the last few years under Leach? And it feels like it is truly back.
100%. I would say this, though, too. I would say this game isn't necessarily for the players. Like, this is for, like, your prestige, like your school. This is for the alumni. This is for everybody that literally has this checked off the whole year. So it's not, you're not just playing for your team. You're playing for your university. I hope Jed and Alex, you guys agree with that, too. There's so many people, they could care less if we lost every game and all we did was win the Apple Cup, right? So, I mean, it's just so much more than that.
Jed?
I think as a player, it is that unique frame that MK talked about. You know, you're so hyper-focused to become a Division I athlete around what I can do and how I can help. And then you get to a university kind of campus and you start to realize it's got to be a bigger picture. You got to now understand how you fit into the team. And this is one of those games and unique opportunities that the athletic department, that the Washington State football, the Washington football teams, go up even another level and realize this is beyond a community. This is playing for a state, something beyond just yourself, your team, the organization, whatever that is. And it's why we love sports, why you get so bought in, where that definition of being a fan and a fanatic is. You don't, as a player, really even, and I'll say this, I didn't understand the true rivalry until you don't get to play in it. Like, you get to put your heart and soul into it when the kickoff comes, but the first Apple Cup, you sit and you watch and you know your pride and your bragging is on the table. That's when you really start to feel the depths of this thing. And as we all know, you know, being Cougs, you wear that on your chest. I would say 98% of Cougar fans all went through a Washington State University. We got a lot of people we get to at least dispute or argue with, many of which never went to the University of Washington, but also it just allows us that much more pride of why we love being Cougs.
Alex, I see you nodding your head there.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's just back to, you know, the what, you know, the pageantry of it and the history of it and all those things come into play. And I think, you know, again, you create that sense of, when you have that sense of community, and Washington State has, I think, the best version of it in the United States, then games like this and things like this are really important. And I think that's really special.
All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll wrap things up. Favorite memories and just what this team faces this week. Jed mentioned it, alluded to it. It's not just any other game because the Apple Cup, but there's a lot on the line for this game. There's lot on the line. And, boy, if our friends the Beavs can do some work down there in Eugene this week, there might be more on the line than we ever could have imagined.
Shake it up.
There also might be a coaching job on the line.
There could be that as well. So let's talk about all that.
Rivalry week. Back.
It is rivalry week. Alex, week. Jed, and MK with us on Sports Radio 950 KJR.
Now back to Ian Furness on your home for the 12th man in the NFL. Seattle's Sports Radio 950, KJR, and free on the iHeartRadio app.
You know, Alex Brink may never measure up to Bledsoe and Ryan Leaf and Ripken and Jason Gesser in the games one type of category and bowl games and stuff like that, but his performance in Apple Cups, I tell you what, it's been pretty stellar, and this is a guy that will never be forgotten. At Washington State, he's been quite a quarterback.
Play fake, look out. Brink has to unload. He's got a man wide open. Touchdown, Cougars! Gibson with the score!
What great heroics by Alex Brink through this entire football game.
tremendous pressure on Brink with the blitz coming from the outside. But what a throw and what awareness by the senior quarterback, Alex Brink. And if that's the last throw he ever throws for Washington State, pretty good one.
All right, here we go. Apple Cup week. We wrap things up here, guys, and it's special. There's no doubt about that. And Alex, how do you keep these guys? First of all, we talked about it, touching on it last segment. This isn't under the Leach regime any other game. Dickert has made that abundantly clear. Rollo did that even before he even had a chance to never coach in a game, but they've made that abundantly clear. Add into that, bowl eligible as of Friday,
right,
which is awesome for where this team was, Labor Day, and everything. And I don't want to hear any damn Husky tell me how much they've been through this year. Because there is, that's a joke. You had a bad week. This team's had a bad, basically, spring through summer through fall, and they have held in there. What do they do to try to keep them in check and yet ready to go for what is an enormous game? And if things fall as they could on Saturday, could be for a Pac-12 title game appearance.
Well, I think you got to kind of ride the wave of emotion that you're going to have. I mean, because there's a lot into it. I think the veteran leadership of this team really kind of lends to you allowing it to go a little bit unchecked, because I think it can be a good thing. You know, if you had young players and they didn't know how to handle their emotions and those sort of things, that could be a problem. But I think this is something where, you know, you let the excitement of the game, playing in Husky Stadium, right? You know what's on the line. They're going to hear about it all week, so you don't really need to address that. And then just go out and kind of execute the way you have. The reality is if Washington State plays the games they've been playing for the most part, other than maybe the offense against Oregon turning the ball over a little too much. Otherwise, if they play the type of game they've played the last 6 or 7 weeks, they're going to win this football game. And so they got to turn the ball over on defense. They have to get explosives on offense and protect the football, and I think they'll be fine.
MK, you played with a little bit of emotion back in the day, if I remember right.
Just a little bit.
What would your guidance be? What would you tell these guys?
Well, the first thing I would say is, you know, just like Peyton Ballour probably played 12 Apple Cups, I think Jahad Woods is kind of in that segment too. He's played quite a few of them. So he needs to let the other guys, especially the younger guys, understand what this game means too. So we're talking about what you just said was that senior leadership or older leadership. We need them in the locker right now, getting everybody ready all week long. And I would just say that too. I said, this is not just for you guys. This is for our university, right? This is for the whole state, where I don't want to go 6 and 7 years where we got to come in on Monday and see anybody wearing purple even smirk at us, right? I want to start that tradition now where it's not like, oh, UW thinks that no matter what, this is an easy game and Oregon is their new rivalry. I want to bring back that prestige to the Apple Cup, and it's going to have to start somewhere. So Dickert, he has an opportunity to go ahead and position himself to be a head coach, right? Starting with an Apple Cup win, that's going to jockey your positioning.
Jed?
I think you definitely win over the Cougar Nation, the Cougar fan base, by winning this game, by reprioritizing it. There's a lot to be said about the game of football, but at the end of the day, we do play for the people sitting and cheering us on. That's our community. So as we look at it, I love the idea that, you call it two rudderless ships, you know, two teams that have lost their head coach going in here, and you get to truly identify. This game is going to mean more. It's going to be more to one side or the other. They're going to be a little bit more focused, a little bit more dialed in. And one has the opportunity to really demoralize the other early on. Everybody coming into this, even though the line is going to be close, the momentum, the energy is definitely going in the Cougar way. And so big-time players make big-time plays and big-time games. I got to, you know, continue to look at Max Borgi and the announcements that he has made and what is happening in his future, is looking at it and saying, all right, hey, go out on top, go out as a Coug, go out leading this team through one of the craziest years of Cougar history. And so it's going to be neat to see, obviously the coaching dilemma, but it's going to be neat to see some of these seniors and juniors who have gone through a tremendous amount over the last 4 or 5 years, be able to put this kind of stamp, and as MK just mentioned, really change the trajectory of this rivalry and refocusing on why we start with this one and build around it.
Hey, Alex, go ahead. MK,
question for you, Ian. Have we ever had two interim coaches like this going into an Apple Cup?
No.
This is like all the stars just aligned for this.
Because I don't think there's ever been an interim. Now, Tyrone got fired. When did he get fired? After the game in 07, right? Or was it 08?
Was Gilby an interim?
No, Gilby might have been an interim.
05?
But one thing I want to make sure we're on the same page.
Dopes wasn't, so.
I just don't want anybody to be like, you know, Washington State's going to go out here. We're going to win this Apple Cup. But this is what I see the UW fans. Oh, we had an interim head coach. That's why. Like, I don't want the asterisks. I know either way we have to win this game. It's a non-negotiable. We have to win it.
Well, absolutely.
Six interim head coach.
They brought two dudes off the beach in Hawaii to coach the offense.
I still think Brink's coaching for him.
don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody.
That's all off the record, Jed. Come on now.
Coaches.
Hey, why do you think Delora has been playing so well lately, man? Are you kidding me? That's why. It's got the Alex Brink Coaching Academy down there.
I wish.
Dialed in. Hey, real quick, Alex, about that. Listen, they may start. He can play one more game. Sam Heward can. They're not going to a bowl game. There's a thought that he didn't play last week because he might play this week. What would you think if they threw a freshman quarterback out there in that game?
I mean, Sam's a phenomenal player. We all know about his track record and the family history and all the things. But it's still a freshman in the Apple Cup and against a really good defense, a really aggressive defense from Washington State. So I think it would play to the Cougars' hands potentially. I think there's bigger problems for, you know, UW. It's really easy for them to hang it on Dylan Morris or the quarterback. They got bigger issues there. And I think, if Heward's the guy that ends up going, unless they come with an entire different offensive scheme or are able to find a couple more playmakers, I don't know that it makes a difference.
Can you do that in 1 week?
I think it's admitting. And it's admitting you can't throw the ball down the field. It's admitting your offense has been – and it just doesn't seem like now is the time that they're going to start admitting anything. So, that's a far-off wish for the Cougar D-line.
Hey, I'll go around the horn. MK, Jed, and then Alex to wrap it up. If they win this game, should Chun hand the contract to him afterwards in the locker room, MK?
I'm still torn, but I'm going to lean towards yes.
Jed?
The only reason I would say no is if you can get Grinch back. I don't even know if that's on the table.
I wasn't going to say it, but yes.
And outside of him, yeah, absolutely. Keep the momentum, keep the energy, and go start telling recruits, you know, the sheriff is in town.
What do you think, Alex? Scenario.
There's a lot of there is. There's a lot of benefits to keeping him, and there's no doubt he would have the inside track. And I don't know that there's a better candidate out there. That's the other piece of the puzzle. So, you know, look at what he's done. I mean, I've been with him in the locker room post game, been super impressed with, you know, who he is and what he stands for, and the product on the field, if he finishes off this week, has been pretty impressive.
All right. American Football Brand, Guild Mortgage. What's that thing you got going on? The guy with the books behind him right there. What is that thing called again?
I thought we were on the radio. Nobody sees the books.
I know.
Money vehicle. Financial literacy course for high schools and colleges. Currently just scaling the country and trying to empower people and end financial illiteracy.
Hey, listen,
proud of you, brother.
Yeah, all three of you guys are just killing it in the business world, man. It's just awesome to see. And Jed, it's great to have you on here today, man. It was a lot of fun. We'll wrap things up. Not next week. I'll be traveling. So in a couple weeks' time, we'll look ahead to the bowl game. By then, maybe a new head coach, talk about a win, maybe even a Pac-12 title game. Fellas, what a great time today. I want to mention real quick our friends at No Lie Brewing. The No Lie 25 Days of Christmas, they're donating $1,000 per day for 25 days to 25 community nonprofits. That's what our friends at No Lie are doing right now. Also, the Big and Juicy just won a bronze medal at the Belgium, the Brussels, Belgium Beer Festival as well, the Beer Challenge. They won a bronze medal for Big and Juicy, which is awesome. Great beer, great people, great community spirit. You guys are the best. Here we go. This is a big one. That's why we had to bring in the big gun today, huh? That's why we had to bring in the big gun today. Alex,
let's go.
Hey, have a great call with Jess and Chaz on Saturday or on Friday afternoon. You guys have a great Thanksgiving and go Cougs.
Go Cougs, baby.
Go Cougs.
Have a cup win.
We'll come back with more next on 950 KJR.